There's been a number of key findings in this report. One at the very centre of it has been an absence of a strategy in terms of estate management, and that has been the case for over a decade. So it hasn't been clear as to where some of the issues lay. There isn't any clear data in place, and a lot of the decisions taken by the Department of Education and the Education Authority have been reactive, they've been short-term, they've lacked transparency, and there's been no measurable outcomes. A lot of it quite literally a sticking plaster approach, and that has led to deteriorating conditions in schools, with many in a drastic state of disrepair. Classrooms are overcrowded, they're poorly heated, and in some instances we find that they're unsafe. And when we scratched below the surface in some of the evidence sessions we held, we found that there's an estimated maintenance backlog across Northern Ireland affecting many, many schools of up to £800 million of public money. That is a huge figure. It has a direct impact on our children's education and in the facilities of which they are being taught in, but also for those teaching in our schools. And that is even before we consider the statutory remedial works backlog, which also stands at £29 million alone. This is a very, very bleak picture and one which requires immediate action. And that is why, as Chair of the Public Accounts Committee in Northern Ireland, with colleagues on the committee, we have come forward in our report with 11 recommendations which we would like the Minister of Education and the Department of Education to accept immediately and to action with urgency.